这个圣经中天上异象的系列。
We'll continue to share on the Heavenly Vision series.
我们过去把圣经中旧约很短的信息哈该书讲完了。
In the past, we have finished talking about the one of the shorter books, the book of Haggai.
我们说过这位先知是一位年长的先知。
We shared before this prophet is an elderly prophet.
他是见过第一个殿荣耀的一个人。
He is one of those who have seen the very first temple.
他也亲眼看见那个荣耀的殿，所罗门的殿被焚烧，被摧毁。
And he has also seen with his very own eyes the destruction of that temple.
他看到他的百姓被杀，被掳。
He saw his people were killed and also enslaved.
他可能还是一个teenager 那个时代。
Perhaps at that time, during that time, he may be still a teenager.
然后他就被掳到巴比伦敌人的国土。
And then he was enslaved and brought to Babylon.
在那里一年一年过去。
There as the years pass,
他们的前途好像一切都没有了。
And their lives ahead were bleak.
这样一晃七十年。
And then just like that, 70 years pass.
但是神并没有忘记他的百姓。
But Lord did not forget his people.
神也没有忘记他向他的百姓曾经应许过的话。
And our Lord did not forget his promise to his
people. 接着先知耶利米说，我七十年后你们还要回来。
And by his prophet Jeremiah, he said, 70 years, after 70 years, you will return again.
所以哈该就与了 一大群的渔民从被掳之地七十年后就回到他们的破败的家园。
And so Haggai gathered all those who were left and then brought them back from the land of Babylon to their old country.
神的心没有改变。
And our Lord did not change his heart.
神仍然要住在他百姓中间。
And our Lord still desired to live amongst his people.
但是因为以色列人犯罪作恶拜偶像不要神离弃耶和华。
But because the Israelites sinned against our God.
所以神就管教了他们。
And therefore, he disciplined them.
这过去的七十年就是一个管教的历史。
So in the past 70 years, those are the times of discipline.
神的手继续做工。
And the Lord's hand continued to work.
这一代回来了，他们从开始，从零开始。
And so this new generation, as they returned, they start from ground zero.
但是神一做工，魔鬼也做工。
But as soon as God started his work, Satan also started his work as well.
所以这个圣殿的根基刚刚打下。
And so therefore the second temple, just as soon as the foundation was laid.
我是指第二个圣殿。
The second temple.
仇敌马上禁止他们。
The enemy immediately came and tried to stop them.
通过王的命令，这个工作就被停止了。
Through an order by the king, the work was stopped.
一停又是十五年。
And that stopped lasted for 15 years.
这些远渡荒山野岭半年之久来归回的以色列人，他们的心是何等的惶恐。
So this Israelite who has traveled for half a year over these desolate mountains come return here and then now encounter with this situation, they were really uncertain of
them. 神啊，你的膀臂在哪里？
And they cry out, God, where is your?
我们回来建殿为着你的荣耀，但是今天好像一切都停掉了。
We came back here to build this temple for glory, but seems like today everything stopped.
那么他们就开始忙自己的事，一忙就忘记了神的使命。
And so they started busying their own lives, and since they start doing that, they forgot Lord's commandment.
神就兴起了这个老先知，这个时候他大概九十多岁了。
And so the Lord called up this our prophet Haggai once again. At this time, he's about 90 years old.
所以你如果注意哈该书第一章第一节，
So if you notice in the book of Haggai, the first chapter,
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借着先知哈该向犹大省长撒铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚说。
And on the second year of Darius the king, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel.
所以神就兴起这个老仆人再说鼓励挑战责备的话语，要这些灰心退后只顾自己的这群百姓回转过来重新开始继续建殿， 不顾一切的困难。
And so our Lord used the old servant to speak to these people to encourage them, to want them to repent and to come back and start rebuilding the temple.
所以这是六月的事情。
So this is back in June.
那这个信息传讲出去以后，他们就悔改了，就开始又回来做工。
So after the message was spoken, they repented and they started the works on the temple again.
所以你看这个第一章的结束呢，他就说到，这个他们回来又开始再继续这个十六年前放弃的工作，现在再把它继续下去。
So the last line you see here is describes that they so they return after 15 years and started the works they done before.
所以神的话在这边记下来说，这个时候他们开工是6月24号。
And so it was recorded here that when they started to work again, it was the 24th of June.
好，但是等到7月21号一个月之后。
But then just 1 month later in July 24th.
那么老先知神又给他第二篇信息。
And the Lord gives this old servant a second message.
那这篇信息就是说什么呢？
And the message says,
他说，你们中间谁见过以从这个殿从前的荣耀？
Those of you who have seen the glory of the first temple.
你们现在看我们所做的，跟前从前来比的话，岂不是无有吗？
Look at what we have now. Isn't it just like we have nothing right here compared to what we had?
所以意思就是说，这一个月他们在那里做工的时候，虽然回来了，虽然做工了，但是心里面总是觉得有什么用呢？我们现在能够做的跟当年所做的天差地远。
So the bottom line is that it's like by comparing to what they had before, what they've done in this past month is like it's just different by way too much.
所以神的老仆人就说，神说不，不要看这是一个小事，我看非常重要。
And so our old servant said, do not look down upon this thing. I think this is really important.
你们要刚强做工。
You need to be strong and continue your work.
我要震动天，我要震动地，我要震动万国，我要把我的儿子带进来。
I'll shake the heavens and shake the earth and shake all the countries around. And I will bring my son onto this land.
这是老先知在那里，在这个七月的时候所讲的道。
So this is the message preached by the old prophet in the seventh month.
那当然，哈该书我们已经讲完了，我现在又在好像重新复习一下。
Of course, we finished talking about the book of Haggai. I'm just reviewing here.
我今天要讲的是那个年，神又兴起在那个时代一个年轻人起来。
What I want to share today is another prophet. He raised a younger prophet.
所以呢，我就接着请大家往下看今天我们要读的。撒加利亚书
So I would like to ask you to flip to the next book that we'll share today, the book of Zechariah.
那么我们从第一章第一节看到第六节。
So we'll read from chapter 1, verse 1 to 6.
我们来看我读一节中文，那么我们弟兄就读第二节英文，我们轮流把这六节圣经念完。
We'll alternate between Chinese and English. We'll read Chinese first in the first verse.
第一章第一节，撒加利亚书，大利乌王第二年八月，耶和华的话临到义多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒加利亚说。
The Lord was very angry with your fathers.
所以你要对以色列人说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Do not be like your fathers to whom the former prophets proclaimed, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return now from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not listen or give heed to me, declares the Lord.
你们的列祖在哪里呢？那些先知能永远存活吗？
But do not my words and my statutes, which I command my servants the prophet, overtake your fathers? Then they repented and said, As the Lord of the hosts purposed to do unto us in accordance with our ways and our deeds, so he has dealt with us.
好，所以我们从这段圣经，你就会发现，这里来到八月里了。
So from this verse, you can see that now we have come to the eighth month.
我自己是常常读圣经，我常常觉得很多的时候圣经一些细节我们就没有去注意。
As I read the Bible often, I realize that sometimes there are a lot of details that we missed.
特别讲到时间,
especially when it comes to time,
我们差不多就读就读过去了。
We might just read through and not even realize it.
但是呢，如果我们要了解哈该书跟撒加利亚书，很像神在这里特别把时间几年几月放在里头。
So, but however, as we read the book of Haggai and Zechariah, we realize that God paid a lot of attention to specifically naming out the month and days.
而且他又告诉我们这个人他是是谁，谁的儿子，谁的孙子。
And he also described this particular person whose son he belongs to, he is, and grandson.
我以前读圣经我就不注意这些事。
Before I tend to ignore these kind of things.
我就读读就过去就是。
And I just read them and
我去意哦神讲了什么什么什么。那么那个变成我们一直在花时间思想的。可是这些圣经既然也写在那里一定有意思的。
And in the past, I just pay attention to what God said, and we dwell on those. But I believe that because it's mentioned, there must be a meaning here.
我们要领会神的信息，你必须把这个信息发文的那个背景里面来理解。
So in order to understand the message, we must take it in context.
所以我要把一点背景稍微解释一下。
So I'd like to share a little background with you.
撒加利亚是谁？
Who is this Zechariah?
这里告诉我们他的祖父是义多。
So here it says his grandfather is Edo.
他的爸爸是比利加。
And his father is Berechiah.
Okay. 那么义多是谁？
So who is Berechiah?
有没有人知道？
Anybody know?
一个也不会有。因为我们平常从来不注意这些事情的。
I bet nobody knows because we don't pay attention to these kind of things.
摩西是谁？大家会举手。哦，我们都知道摩西是谁。
I'm sure if I ask who is Moses, a lot of people will raise
their hand. 一讲义多是谁？啊，睁大眼，根本没人知道他是谁。
So、if you say who is Edo, everybody.
那更不用讲比利加是谁了。
And then probably nobody will know who Berechiah is.
但是如果你去在这段历史里头，圣经告诉我们有两本书，一本是。这个尼希米记，一本是以斯拉记。
So if you look into it, there are two books mentioned. One is Ezra, and the other one's Nehemiah.
这两本书我们过去也讲过了。
We talked about these two books in the past as well.
现在值得我们稍微回去以后去复习一下。
And it's worth a time to go back and review these books.
哎，你如果去那两本书仔细查考的时候，你就会发现找到义多这个人。
So if you look into these two books and really read it in detail, you will notice this Edo.
因为在那个书里面，他就记载谁跟着这个以斯拉，还有所罗巴伯，还有耶稣雅这些第一代回来的人，谁名单他写出来的。
Because it was recorded among those who returned in the first generation who returned, and his name was there.
就是告诉我们，我们的一生。如果跟神的家有关系的时候，神都记下来。
So basically what that means is that if our lives has anything to do with our Lord's, it will be remembered.
我相信我们每个人都盼望我们每一个人都被神纪念。我现在告诉大家一个秘密，你怎么可以被神纪念？
I think every one of us would really like to be remembered by our Lord, and here I'll share a secret with you how to be remembered by our Lord.
虽然人忘记我们，人不记得我们，可是神记得我们。
So even though other people may forget us, but our Lord will remember us.
那在圣经里面你就可以看到这些人都记载在神的簿子上。
So you can see that here all these people are recorded on books.
在那个时代里面有百万的人，犹太人。
And back then there were millions.
可是被神把名字记下来的没有百万，只有几个。
But those whose name were recorded by God is not in the millions, but only a few.
你去读这些历史书的时候，你就会发现很宝贵。神把某某某某某某这些人记下来，说他们是第一批回来的人。
So if you read these books, it's really precious to see that how Lord records that these are the first few people who returned.
神为什么记他们的名字呢？
So why would God remember their names?
因为这些人是付了代价，离开巴比伦，离开他们的舒服的环境，他们的产业，现在跑到荒芜的、毁坏的耶路撒冷来，重新为着神的殿，为着神的旨意。
Because these people have paid a heavy price. They have given up their comfortable lives in Babylon and to return to this desolate place, this destroyed city of Jerusalem.
我们弟兄 细培最近完成一个巨著，是花了十年的功夫写的。
Brother Sik Wang just finished writing a great book that he spent more than 10 years writing.
那个讲什么？
And what is that book about?
讲上两个世纪。
And the book is about the last two centuries.
有许多的无名英雄。
And there are lots of heroes who are nameless.
神呼召他们。
And how God called them.
从一个非常富裕的环境，非常舒适的环境，到我们中国来传福音。
And to leave their comfortable lives to go to China to preach the word.
你如果翻那本书，那些名字很多人你都不知道，听都没有听过。
If you flip through those books, you will realize a lot of these names you have never heard before.
他们真是叫做离乡背井。来到一个陌生的环境，而这个陌生的环境又不欢迎他们，仇视他们。
And truly they have departed from their hometowns to go to this completely strange new place with people who view them as enemies.
但是他们为着爱神，为着神的旨意，为着神的福音，摆上他们一生。
But because they love the Lord and for His words, they are willing to offer up their entire lives.
他们的尸骨就埋在中国。
And their bodies were even buried.
有的人墓今天都不见了，有的还晒一个有个墓碑。
And today, some of their tombs were not even found, and some you can still see their tombstones.
但这些人是蒙神纪念的。
And these people are worthy to be remembered by the Lord.
人忘记他，神却纪念他。
People may forget them, but the Lord will remember them.
所以我鼓励大家去把这本书拿来读一读，得到一点灵感。
So I encourage everyone to buy this book and take a look and to have some inspirations.
先警告你，这么厚。
I'd like to tell you it's that thick.
这里同样，义多是谁？
So here's the same way. Who's 义多？
你去看那里，你就知道，哦，义多是祭司。
So there, if you look into those two books, you'll see, oh, 义多 is a priest.
是利未人，是侍奉神的。
He's a man who serves God.
那么他们是第一批被掳的回来的中间的一名。
And they are one of those among those who were enslaved initially and then returned.
所以义多是跟这个哈该是同一辈的。
So Edo is the same generation with Haggai.
好，那么现在就告诉我们，比利加是义多的儿子。那么现在神要使用的这个器皿，撒加利亚呢，又是比利加的儿子，所以是义多的孙子。
So here it says Berechiah is Edo's son, and Zechariah mentioned here is Berechiah's son, and therefore Zechariah is Edo's grandson.
那我们就可以猜了，如果说撒加利亚是义多的孙子，那撒加利亚是生在哪里？
So we can, from this we can deduce that if Berechiah is, if Zechariah is Edo's grandson, where was he born?
一定是在巴比伦了，对不对？
And the answer must be in Babylon.
所以他是 BBJ, Babylon born Jew. 所以他是一个巴比伦出生的第三代。
So he is the third generation of those who were born in Babylon.
但是也回来了。
But yet still he returned.
谁带他回来的呢？
So who was he led by?
爷爷。
He was led by his grandfather.
爸爸到哪里去了呢？
So where is his father?
圣经没有交代。
It was not mentioned in the book.
所以圣经里面没有去讲比利加他到哪里去了。
So the book did not mention what happened to Berechiah.
那么我们知道，如果去读犹太人的历史
，So we know that if we read the history of the Jewish people.
我们中文圣经去翻译的时候，特别是在这个你去以斯拉记第五章第一节或者尼希米记十二章这些地方你去看，讲到撒加利亚的时候，有一个讲法，特别是英文圣经他翻译的时候，他说。撒加利亚是义多的儿子。
So here, if you flip to the book of Ezra or Nehemiah, there are passage where it says Zechariah is Edo's son.
所以你如果去把这两个 text 在一起放本，你说到底他是孙子还是儿子？
So if you look at these two and compare them, so you may think, okay, so is he the son or the grandson of Edo?
照犹太人的传统，如果这个爸爸很早就去世了。
So by the tradition of Israelites, if the father passed away while he's still young,
那这个孙子是由爷爷来把他带大的话，
And then if the grandson is brought up by the grandfather,
那么犹太人就常常把这个孙子当作这个爷爷的儿子。
And the Israelite will often view this grandson as the son of the grandfather.
这是犹太人的传统。
This is the tradition.
所以你在圣经里面就会看到，有的时候你看到他是孙子，有的时候看他是儿子，都搞昏头了。
And so therefore, sometimes you see him be called as the grandson or sometimes the son.
所以我们就可以有一个很大胆的假设，这一个比利家这个父亲是早很早就去世了。
And from this, we may think that probably Berechiah probably died while he was young.
所以呢，这个撒加利亚是他的祖父把他带到耶路撒冷回来的。
So we can see that Zechariah is brought back to Jerusalem by his grandfather.
所以我们假设他回来的时候是一个 teenager。
So if we assume that by the time he returned, he's in his teenage years.
Okay. 那么现在他几岁了？
So how old is he now?
大概 late 20, early 30, 大概是这个样子。
So maybe in his late 20s or early 30s.
对不对？就是这是我们一个估价，圣经没有给我们明讲，但是根据这个历史的背景，我们大概可以察觉他是一个青年。
So this is just nothing solid, but this is just by going by the numbers, even though it's not mentioned.
所以你可以看到，在这个时代，在这个非常的时代，神用两个仆人。
So you can see that in this unusual time, God used two servants.
一个老，一个小，一点都没错。
One old and one young.
老的多老呢？
How old is the old one?
Haggai, 我们以前说过几岁啊？
So how old is Haggai?
七八九十几岁以上了。
So must be above 90.
所以我们在座有多少是九十几岁以上的老弟兄老姐妹有没有？还没有嘞。
So how many were like more than 90s? Probably none.
好消息，神还可以用你啊。
So good news is that God will still use you.
不要认为我说老了没用了，在神的眼中，只要你爱神。
Don't think that you're old and then God will not use you anymore.
只要你关心神的旨意。
But as long as you love God and still care about His commandments.
你付了代价。
And you have paid the price,
神就用你来做他的出口，这就是哈该的见证。
And God will use you as His mouth, and this is the testimony of Haggai.
可能记忆不好，所以他讲的道只有两张圣经。
Maybe his memory is not that good, that's why maybe there's only two chapters.
年轻人撒加利亚呢，记忆力好，所以他一讲一口气讲了16章，是吧？
And so Zechariah, maybe he's young, and so he has good memory, so he was able to preach 16 chapters.
但长短不是问题，内容有内容。
But the length is not what counts, but the content.
好了，这个哈该是从大力乌王第二年八月开始讲道。
So,
对不起，六月。
Zechariah started to preach in the second year of the king of Darius in the sixth month.
他的道一篇一出来，马上弟兄姊妹悔改，就开始做工。
And as soon as his message started to spread, all the brothers and sisters started to repent and came back to.
那么他们在那里做工的时候，就心里面。总是做是做，但是呢有负担。
But these people do their works, even though they are doing the work, but in their hearts they were burdened by some other matters.
我们这样做有什么用？那么小，这个我们要做到哪一年？
So they're just wondering, like, what's the purpose of our works because it's so small and how long will it last?
神知道他们的心。
So God knows their heart.
神就派了这个老先知讲第二篇道。
And that's why God sent this old prophet to speak a second message.
不要灰心。
And it says, do not be discouraged.
不要看现在做的工比起当年真是天渊之别，没有关系。
Do not think that what you're doing now is just so minuscule compared to what was done before.
只要你们为着神的旨意站住。
As long as you stand firm for God's
commandment. 刚强做工。
And be strong in your works.
神说，我就喜乐，我就欢喜。
And then I will be satisfied.
好，但是呢这些人在那里做，他很辛苦。
And so these people, as they're working, it's really hard work.
那我相信有的人，第一代他是拼老命的。
And so I believe that those who are the first generation, they must be use all their might and all their strengths.
第三代呢，就叫凑合。
Maybe then by the third generation, they're just trying to get by.
因为他们是被前一辈子拎来，就像有一些人来聚会是爸爸妈妈带我来的，所以我是不得不来的。
And so probably the reason is because they were led here by their older generations, just sort of like a lot of young people who were led here by their parents, so they had to come.
就像我们会是聚的。
And just like us, so we do come here to worship.
今天早上我在后面继续我在准备我的道。
So this morning as I was preparing, continue to prepare for the message,
我就看到我们
in the office back there.
汉云姐妹主日学老师，老师在没有学生，一个都没有。
And there I see our sister who is teaching primary school. There the teachers here, but there are no students.
所以我就跟她讲，我说怎么搞的？有这年头居然有老师没有学生的事情。
So I asked her what's going on? How come we only have teacher and no student?
这是我们教会的特色。
So this is a specialty of our church.
就是父母亲没有带孩子来聚会。
Because our parents do not bring their kids to church.
所以我们有心有人在那里摆上教，但是没有学生来参加聚会。
So we have people who have the heart to offer up to teach, but we have no people bringing in children to.
是，今天看起来我们是个小事，没有聚，没有人就没有人，没有关系。
Sure, it may look like a small thing, but also nobody here to go to Sunday school.
但是加个往前看，加个五年，加个十年。
But if you look ahead, maybe 5 or 10 years down the road,
这些父母就要懊悔。
These parents will be well.
我不是先知，我但是我可以说一点预测，但是这是根据过去的经验。
These parents will regret. I'm not a prophet, but this is just from a past experience.
看五年，看十年，我说有懊悔，懊悔什么
？So 5 years, 10 years down the road, was they will regret.
懊悔我的 teenager 为什么不听我的话？
They will regret why their teens did not.
今天的 teenager 不听话，是因为我们父母在他年幼的时候没有好好的带领他到主面前。
Today the teenagers do not listen to their parents because while they were young, their parents did not bring them.
我们今天种什么，将来就是收什么，这是神的律。
What we sow today is what we will have in the future.
你不把他从小带到神的家里来。他将来就不会到神的家里来。
So if you do not bring them to God's house while they're still young, then when they grow up,
他自然而然就进到世界里头去。
And by default, they will.
他自然而然就过世界人过的那种生活。
And by default, they will live.
那个时候，父母在要拉他的，拔自己的头发，说：“哎呀，我的儿女儿不听话，搞这个问题，那个问题，一大堆。”
And only then will the parents regret and pull their hair out, thinking how could they change their kids' ways.
所以弟兄姊妹一代，你们要好好的带你们的下一代啊。
So brother and sister, it's very important to lead the next generation.
把他们带到主的面前来，你将来不会后悔的。
Bring them before God so that you will not regret in the future.
教会是神的家，神预备好各样的恩典，有不同的老师对着我们成年的、青年的。儿童的都愿意教导。
Church is God's house, and here
我们不要造成一个断层。
Do not establish this gap.
今天如果我们看不到孩子在这里参加聚会，十年后我们教会就要有问题的。
So if we do not see our kids, gathering here to worship during Sundays, 10 years down the road, we will have problems.
好，那我现在言归正传。
So now going back to our main theme.
这里说到神。就兴起了另外一个年轻的先知，这就开始撒加利亚的执事了。
So here it mentioned that God brought forth a second younger prophet, and there Zechariah started his ministry.
因为我刚刚说了，哈该这个老弟兄，他传第二篇信息的时候是在七月。
So here I mentioned that old prophet Haggai, when he was talking about the second message, is in the 7th month.
他们已经动工，已经建这个圣殿，已经进入差不多第二个月了。
So this is the 2nd month of the works of restarting building the temple.
结果神就找一个青年人出来替神说话。
And so God brought forth a younger prophet to speak for him.
所以我这里要说了，青年弟兄姊妹们。
So here I want to say, young brothers and sisters.
神要用你们。
God will use you.
神不但用年长的弟兄姊妹，神也用年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Not only God use those who are old, but He will also use those who are young.
我的意思是什么
？So what do I mean by that?
神能用任何一种人。
God will be able to use anyone.
你年长，神用你；你年轻，虽然经验不够，但是神一样可以用你。
If you're old, He will be able to use you. Even if you're young, as long as you have the heart, He will be able to use you.
啊，我们弟兄说的好。As long as you have the heart. 如果你对神有心的话。
So as long as you have heart, and even though you don't have the experience, he will be able to use you.
别人在那里为他自己的事业关心他自己的前途。如果这里有一个人他关心到神的家，关心到神的旨意，神就说我要你讲话。
Everyone else may be worried about their own future, their own livelihood, but if you are willing to worry about God's future, God will use you to speak.
所以我的祷告为着这青年的一代，我就说神啊，我盼望主，求你在我们中青年人中间兴起像撒加利亚的这种神的仆人。
So my prayer has always been that God please raise among our young people someone like Zechariah.
你如果礼拜三来听我们在教会的祷告，我们每一次都为青年人祷告。
So if you come here to our Wednesday prayer meetings, every time we all pray for the young people.
我们不愿意看见这个神的工作到了年轻的一代没有了。
We do not want to see that God's work will have a gap.
神的旨意是向前的。
God's will is going forward.
神的旨意不能够因为一代的不忠心神就离弃了下一代。
God cannot leave the next generation just because there is unfaithfulness among that generation.
神在这里他知道这个 BBJ 的这一代第三代心里面有问题的。
So God knows these third generation Jews who were born in Babylon have problems.
他们会觉得这个事情跟我没什么关系啊。
They may feel that this has nothing to do with them.
但是神就兴起这第同样一代的人第三代的人是生在巴比伦的人是以前看都没有看过圣殿什么样子的人
and therefore that's why God will raise these, those who are from the same generation those who were born in Babylon who have never seen the temple
在一个意义上来讲
and from one aspect
我自己二十几岁的时候
when I was in my 20s
我那个时候我是基督徒我就听到一些年长的弟兄说到神当年在上海做了什么伟大的工作那是30年代的事情
and I heard from older brothers who were talking about what great works God had done during when they're in their younger days that's back in the
那个时候有一群基督徒被神兴起来他们真是看见神荣耀充满在教会中
and back then there were this group of brothers who were raised by God and truly they can see the glory of God in the church
那个时候我就二十几岁那个时候是70年代
and back then I was only in my 20s and that's in the 70s
那些事情都已经成为历史了
and those, all those things are now history
所以我只能在那里羡慕我说啊，神做过这样荣耀的事情
I can only but envy and see oh wow what a great work God has done
但是神仍然用那个时候的见证人向我们这些从来没有看过从来也只是听耳闻而已但是神说这个老仆人说神今天在你们的身上还要做同样的事
and so God used these old servants testimony to encourage us and say that today he will also do the same work on us
那你猜猜看从70年代到现在又过了30多年
so you can see from the 70s to now it's 30 some years have passed again
我还在等
I'm still waiting
我还在那里等神啊你的家什么时候能够看见荣耀的充满
I'm waiting to see when will God's house be full of glories.
常常会失望的。
Oftentimes I'm disappointed.
我在这个教会二十多年，从头到现在。
I've been in this church for 20 some years.
神有祝福我们的岁月，神也有管教我们的岁月。
God bless us and also have disciplined us.
我常常在神的面前为着我们的光景流泪。
Oftentimes I would shed tears for our condition.
我说神啊，求你可怜我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
我们这一代是其实是跟撒加利亚是一样的，我们没有见过神荣耀的日子。
Our generation is just like the generation of Zechariah. We have never seen the glory days, O God.
但是在我们的心里面却坚信神，你曾经在你的教会中大显荣耀过。
But in our hearts, we hold fast to believe that there are days in the past where your glory was shown through.
神今天应许我们，末后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
And our God promised us the end time, the glory in the end times will be way bigger than the glory before.
因此，撒加利亚这年轻人的时代不要灰心。
And therefore, do not be discouraged among those for
this. 起来，继续向前。
Rise up and continue forward.
当这一代在那里做工觉得很辛苦很泄气的时候
So as this generation as they do the works and feel discouraged
神就要这个青年人起来说你向他们说
God wants this young man to rise up and say to them
第二句
The second verse
耶和华曾向你们列祖大大发怒
And the Lord was very angry with your fathers
所以你要对以色列人说万军之耶和华如此说你们要转向我我就转向你们这是一万军之耶和华说的
AndTherefore say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, declares the Lord of hosts.
不要效法你们的列祖。 从前的先知呼叫他们说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要回头离开你们的恶道恶行，他们却不听从，也不顺从我。
Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophet proclaimed, saying, Thus says the Lord of the hosts, return now from your evil ways and from your evil deeds, but they did not listen or give heed to
them. 你们的列祖在哪里呢？
So where are your forefathers now?
而且先知能永远长存活吗？
And the prophets, do they live forever?
我的言语和律例就是我所吩咐我仆人众先知的，岂不临到你们列祖吗？
But did not my words and my statutes which I commanded my servants the prophets overtake your fathers?
这是讲什么意思？
So what does this mean?
神是公义慈爱的神。
God is just and merciful.
他爱他的百姓，拣选他们，施恩给他们。
He loves his people, he has chosen them and blessed them.
对以色列人来讲，神把他们从埃及为奴之家救出来。
To the Israelites, God has saved them from Egypt and brought them back home.
神把他们带到流奶与蜜之地，把这个产业赐给他们亚伯拉罕的子子孙孙。
And he has brought them to the land of milk and honey.
但是神对他们说，如果你们遵行我的道，我就要祝福你们。
And God said to him, if you do according to my commandments, I will bless you.
但是如果你们硬着心去拜偶像，离弃造你们的耶和华，神就要惩罚你们。
But if you have hardened your hearts and turned against me and to worship idols, I will discipline you.
每一次他们背离了神，神总是希望他们悔改回来。
And every time as they turn their back on God, you will always see that God wanted them to return back to him.
但是他们刚刚过的这段历史，回头看看这过去的八九十年，
and so as they look at their past 80 or 90 some year history,
他们看见的是神的公义的审判，
and what they saw was God's righteous judgment.
因为他们的列祖不听耶和华的话，硬着景象，所以神就审判了他们。
And because their fathers did not listen to God's word, and therefore they were judged.
那现在第一代、第二代、第三代，就是审判之后的这一个三代的人，现在陆陆续续回来了。
So the second generation, the third generation, these people who are after the judgment, they had come back to the land.
神就兴起这个第三代的人，说：“你们不要效法你们的列祖。”
And so God raised up this third generation and said to them, "Do not be like your fathers."
你们要转向我。
Return to me.
那么这个转向这个字
，So this word return
是整个这个撒迦利亚书的钥匙。
So this is the key of this book.
就看哈该书的钥匙是什么？
Just like the key in the book of Haggai.
记得吗？
Do you remember what it is?
Think.
And the word is think.
Consider.
And to consider.
追想。你们要想。这是哈该的重点。
This is the key in the book of Haggai.
现在来到这个年轻人的时候，神就换一个字，说你们要回转。Return.
And so when it comes to this young prophet's messages, God used another word, keyword, which is return.
这个回转的里头，在整个这本书十六章圣经里头，他一共用了十五次。
And so in this whole book, the word return was used 15 times.
所以如果我们抓住这把钥匙，你去读这本书的时候，你就可以看得出来，神在这里要借着这个青年人告诉他们那一代的人。
So if you hold on to this key to read this word, you will realize that the message to those young people are
你们的祖辈
your fathers
没有回转，
they did not return，
所以他们得了他们该有的报应。
And therefore they were judged，
杀的被杀，掳的被掳，
those some were killed and some were enslaved，
圣殿被毁，
and the temple was destroyed。
然后今天你们回来了。
And today, so today you have returned.
要重新开始，从零开始。
You have to start from zero.
那这个从零开始的必要条件是什么？
And so what's the prerequisite to start from the very beginning?
就是这个字。
And that's this keyword.
Turn.
Return.
从外表看，他们已经 turn 了，因为他们是从巴比伦出来了，回到耶路撒冷。从外表来上，他们 turn 了。
So outwardly they seem to have returned because they returned from Babylon to this land.
但是现在怎么会神又要这一个年轻的先知说回转？回转！你们若回转向我，我就回转向你们。
So why is God asking this young prophet to say again, "Return"? If you return to me, I will turn to you.
为什么 他们已经在这里建殿，已经在那里做工了，神还要讲这句话呢？
So why is God still speaking the words of return when they're still already here and start doing the work of rebuilding the temple?
那如果你去圣经里面去查，
So if you look into the Bible,
你会发现，
and you realize,
这个 return 哈，
the word return,
古时候的先知以赛亚、耶利米都用这个字。
And back, the old prophets, Messiah and,
以赛亚跟耶利米都用这个字，同样的字。
And they all use this word, the same word.
那我去找其中的一个一节做代表。
So I'll use just one as an example of.
在以赛亚书五十五章第七节。
In the book of, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 7.
这一节圣经里面就充分表达神所要求的回转是什么意思。
Here it completely describes what this return means to the Lord.
说恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除去自己的意念，归向耶和华。Return.
Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord.
耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
And he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
所以这个古时候的先知已经把这个回转这个真理讲出来了。
So the old prophets have already described what the word return means.
这个回转就是说，那些不要神的人，那些离弃耶和华的人，神说，你们要离弃自己的这个道路。要除去里面的心思，这种自我的心思。
And the word return, how it applies to the third generation, is for those who have forsaken God to return, to cast away their idols and to come back to God.
所以有里与外两面的回转。
So therefore, there are two returns. One is internal, and the other one is.
现在这个时候，在撒加利亚的这个时代。
So in the time of Zechariah.
从外面来看他们回来了没有错。
So from the outside, yes, indeed, they have returned.
但是里面回来了没有。
But have they returned truly in time?
特别的第三代年轻人回来了没有。
The generation has
returned. 因为他们是跟爸爸跟祖父他们的心可能还在哪里。
Maybe their heart is still lies in
Babylon.
对
吧，所以现在神就借着这个年轻人说你们的心要回来啊。
And so by using this young prophet, God said, your heart needs to return as
well.
It's true that your hands are now working at the temple.
但是都是外表的。
But this is all external.
外表还不足以说明里面有没有这个实际。
What you do outside may not truly represent what's going on inside.
今天有人坐在这边听讲道，大家都坐在这里，个个像天使，很好。
Today everybody's sitting here listening to messages like good little angels.
但是我看不见你们的心啊。
But I cannot see your hearts.
可能你现在在想的是锅子上那锅回锅肉有没有这么烧烂。你人可以在这里，你的心不一定在这里。
You may be here, but your heart may not be here.
这就是我们在神面前的问题。
This is a true problem before God.
所以神在这里借着这个年轻人对那个时代的年轻人说回转。
So here God uses this young man to speak to those
不要效法你们的列祖，他们以前没有回转。
To speak to the young man to say, return, do not be like your father. They do not return, and therefore that's why my hands of judgment are on them.
现在年轻人啊，你们的心要归向我啊。
So now young people, your hearts need to return.
如果你们心没有归向我，还会什么？
If your hearts are not,
洪涛覆辙。
If your hearts are not returned back to me, history will repeat itself.
如果你们心没有回向，就是盖个美轮美奂那个圣殿，我也不住啊。
So because even if your heart is not there, even if you build this grand temple, I will not live in there.
所以神要用这一代的人起来，全心全意的为耶和华而活。
That's why God wants this whole generation to serve Him wholeheartedly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天在新约的时代
，Today we're in New Testament time.
神跟我们说的很清楚，我的心。爱我的教会。
But God has made it very clear, I love my church.
旧约是用圣殿做预表。
But, in the Old Testament,
新约的实际是他的教会。
They used, temples as a symbol.
两千年的教会的历史。
But now he uses church as the symbol.
那两千年教会的历史。
In the 2000 year history of the church,
有它的高峰，也有它的低谷。
There is peaks and valleys.
神有他的祝福，也有他的咒诅。
God has his blessings as well as judgments.
我刚刚说了，神在中国，在上海，开始了一个奇妙的工作，在30年代。
As I've mentioned before, God has done his wonderful work back in the 30s in Shanghai.
曾经有20年荣耀的历史。
There were 20 some glorious years.
但是现在在哪里？
But where is it now?
连影子都没有了。
And nothing could be found.
那个礼拜堂已经全部拆掉了。
The church was completely destroyed.
当年那个礼拜堂可以做，据说，这是老一辈告诉我，南阳路可以做3000人。
Back in, I was told by the older generation who has seen the church, they say it could seat 3,000 people.
全盛时期那个会所坐3000多人。
It was just truly 3,000 people.
但是神又把它拆了。
But God had destroyed that temple.
借着共产党的手。
By the hands of the Communist Party.
拆的片甲不留。
It's completely destroyed.
就好像神拆掉圣殿，让他给巴比伦烧到一块石头不在一块石头上。
They completely destroyed the church until not a single stone was left standing, just like how God used the hands of the Babylonians to destroy the temple.
你看欧洲教会的历史。
If you look at the history of the churches in Europe,
他们全盛的时期是19世纪。
The 19th century is when it was at its peaks.
然后神用两个世界大战。
And so God, by the hands of two world wars.
在二十世纪的初，第一次世界大战。
Beginning,
在二十世纪的中间，第二次世界大战。
In the beginning of the 20th century and the middle of the 20th centuries.
整个欧洲的教会，炸的炸，弟兄姊妹四散的四散。
All the churches in Europe, some were destroyed by bombs and some of the church members were scattered all around.
我90年代21世纪就20年代2000年代我跑到欧洲去，我现在能看见的都是哦，这是某某名传道当年住的地方。
So in the early 2000 I went to take a trip to Europe, but then all the places I visit is all past residents of so and so famous brother's preacher.
爱尔兰的这个都柏林，我有那一年去看一个很漂亮很漂亮的花园。
Dublin in Ireland, I went to see this gorgeous garden.
弟兄告诉我，这是当年达比跟所有弟兄们在这里神开始工作的时候，在这里，就在这里。
And brothers told me that this is where Darby, brother Darby and all the other brothers, when God first started using them, this is place they gathered.
这都是十九世纪的事情。
This is all back in the 19th century.
现在呢？现在的欧洲呢
？So what about the modern Europe?
这些他们的子孙写的书叫做《上帝已死》，God is dead.
The children write books such as God is dead.
今天欧洲的教会只是一个空壳。
Today the churches in Europe is but nothing but a shell.
很多的这些教堂是拿来做清真寺。
All these churches are used as mosques.
今天欧洲是回教的势力。
Today Europe is grasped by the power of the Muslims.
今天基督徒的味道在欧洲闻不到了。
Today you cannot smell the scent of Christians.
多少年
in Europe? So how many years has it been?
你算一算。
If you count it,
差不多就是从二战到现在60年。
It's only about 60 years since the end of the Second World War.
你看不见神的作为。你看不见爱主的弟兄姊妹。
You can no longer see God's work, and you cannot see brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord.
难道神放弃欧洲了吗
？So has God given up on the people of the Europe?
难道神放弃中国了吗
？So has God given up on the people in China?
两年前我到智利去。
So two years ago, I went to
Chile. 我看见那里。有一群弟兄姊妹。
There I saw a group of brothers and sisters.
江弟兄，我是跟江弟兄、江守道弟兄一起去。
I went with Brother Stephen Kong.
江弟兄在那里看见他们的聚会，听见他们的诗歌，听见他们祷告。江弟兄说：“我看见你们，就让我想起30年代、40年代神在上海所做的工作。”
And seeing how the way they sing their song and worship of God, Brother Kong said that seeing you reminds me of the glory days back in the 30s in Shanghai.
江明兄讲这个话的时候, 泪就掉下来,
and he was in tears as he said this.
不是神不做工,
it's not God, that God is not doing work.
神还在做工,
God is still doing his work.
只是神在遍地找不到他就找到在这里有人要。
And it's just that he was searching and searching and he couldn't find anybody who accepted him, and therefore he was only able to find people in Chile. I started to preach in mainland China starting
in 92. And
scattered all over the land, I see there are brothers and sisters who want the Lord.
我如果要说我们在北美聚会的情形跟在大陆家庭教会聚会的情形如果有什么不同,
if I want to compare the difference between the gatherings here and the gatherings in the family churches in China,
这是他一个主要不同点。
This is one of the biggest differences.
这边的聚会我们预备好所有的一切说请你来, 那还要考虑考虑来不来。
Here we prepare everything and we want to invite you and you still need to consider it.
那边的聚会是你没有被邀请,你不准来,你来了也把你赶回去。
Over there, you're not invited. Even if you come, you were driven away.
我 literally 看见几个弟兄姊妹翻山越岭跑来聚会, 结果负责弟兄说,这边满了,为了安全,你们不准聚会, 回去。
Literally, I saw there are several brothers who actually had to cross mountains to walk their way onto the trip, but then the brother who were in charge says that because we're full, you have to go back. For safety reason, you had to go back.
他们是带着眼泪,没有听讲道,又走远路回去。
And with tears, they had to walk
我的心,
back.
都要碎了,
my heart was almost broken.
可是没有办法,
but
为了大家的安全,
but for
the 他们不能够参加聚会,
but for the safety of others, they cannot join the meeting.
他们要听啊,
they want to listen.
听不见主的话, 要啊,
without not being able to listen, they wanted, they longed.
我在那里讲两个钟头,已经在这里来讲是太长太长, 他们说,你继续讲, 继续讲。
There I speak 2 hours, if I speak 2 hours here, it's maybe too long, but over there they say continue.
就举这一个简单的例子, 就说出, 要与不想要或者无不在乎。
Just by this simple example, it illustrates the difference between want and do not want, or those who does not care.
你说你如果是上帝, 你自己是上帝的话, 你要住在哪里啊?
So if you're God, which side would you choose to live in?
你自己凭良心说嘛。
So just look into your hearts and see.
是住在要他的子民中间, 还是住在那些不在乎的子民中间呢?
Would you want to live among the people who want you, or those who does not care about you?
神的心碎了。
God's heart was
他说我爱我的耶路撒冷西安极其火热,
he said I love Jerusalem, I'm jealous for it.
你注意看,
if you look,
我是极其火热,
I'm jealous for it.
第八章第二节, 你就可以看到同样的话,
chapter 8 verse 2, you'll see the same words.
第八章第一节第二节, 万军之耶和华的话临到我说,万军之耶和华如此说,我为西安,怎么样?心里极其火热,我为他火热,向他的仇敌发烈怒。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion, yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her.
我们常常觉得我们的神好像不太在乎。Oftentimes
I feel like we don't think our God cares.
如果我们能够摸到神的心,
if we could touch his heart,
这里神就把他的心给我们看。
Here our Lord revealed his heart to us.
是表面来看,
it's true, it is true. From the outside, outwardly, it appears desolate. Not that many people care about God, what he wanted. Everybody was caring for himself and living in a house of
God.
And so God said to this young man,
为着我的家, 我心极其火热,
I will reveal my heart to you for my house.
我巴不得祝福你们,
I'm jealous. I want to bless you.
大小我不在乎,
I don't care how big or small.
如果有人愿意为着我的家摆上他的一生, 我要祝福你们。
If anyone who's willing to offer up his own life for me,
青年的一代,
I will bless them.
有没有?
Are there anyone like that in the young people?
70年代我们走过来,
in the 70s, we have passed the 70s.
到今天,
to today.
我把我的职业放下来,
I put down my career.
为什么?
Why?
我可以住大洋房, 我可以开 Mercedes Benz.
I could live in big houses and drive a Mercedes.
这都算不了什么,
this is nothing.
全放下,
I put down, lay down all.
为什么我要从美国跑到大陆去传福音?
Why do I want to leave US to go
to, 只有一个点,
to in China?
他的家,
And because for one thing, for his health.
我们青年一代有吗？
Our young people, do we have someone like this?
有人为着神的家，看见神的心，极其火热。
Do we have someone who has this desire, seeing God's heart and have zeal for His works?
回转。
Return.
把你的心归向神。
Return your heart to God.
我不管你九十岁，我不管你二三十岁。
I don't care if you're 90s or in your 20s.
向你的神回转。
Return to your God.
神就纪念你。
And God will remember.
神就祝福你。
And God will bless you.
神要在住在你们里面。
And He will live in you.
神要住在他的家里。
He will live in His house.
这是神从古到今没有改变过的旨意。
This is His commandment.
他为什么打发他的儿子来呢？
Why does He want
to? 他为什么把他儿子牺牲在十字架上呢？
Why is willing?
For what?
Why is He willing to sacrifice?
就是说让我们上天堂，不要下地狱吗？
Is it just so that we can go to heaven and not go to hell?
那你把你的上帝看得太小了。
If you think this is the case, then you have.
如果我们这些自私自利人通通上天堂，我看上帝又搬到另外一个星球上去了。
If
算了算了，我这个更受你不吃你们不消。
If everyone like us get to go to heaven, then why God might as well just move to another planet?
我要怎么讲
？I'm not sure how to continue.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神不是开玩笑的神。
Our God is not kidding around.
他是在那里做伟大事业的神。
He is a God who does great works.
他不放手。
If he does not
他不达到他的旨意，他永不罢休。
If he does not get his
现在不是他的问题，
this is not his problem.
是人的问题。
Is people
有没有人？
Are there anyone
为着他的家，
who's willing to
什么都不顾，
to leave everything?
如果有，神就祝福这个时代。
If there is someone like this, God will bless this time.
老一代都要过去的。
The older generation will be passed.
下面的责任是我们青年的一代。
The responsibility will fall upon the younger generation.
我感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
今年神在向我们的青年人说话。
This year, our Lord is speaking to the younger generation.
我希望我们的青年一代起来。
I hope our younger generation will rise up.
耶和华说，我的心为锡安极其火热。
Our Lord said, I'm extremely jealous for Zion.
有人有相同的热度吗？
Does anyone feel the same way?
求主祝福他。
May the Lord bless him.
祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
面前。
As we gather before you.
我们为你的家祷告。
We want to pray for your house.
为我们的光景向你悔改。
And we want to repent for our conditions.
主啊，我们太舒服了。
Lord, we live such a comfortable life.
我们太自私了。
When we're so selfish.
我们只顾到我与我的家。
We only care about ourselves and our house.
我们很少人顾到你的家。
Seldom we care about your house.
主，今天求你把你的心向我们打开，把你的旨意向我们讲明。
Today we pray that you will open up your hearts and reveal your what you want.
求你。
We pray that
可怜我们的光景。
Have mercy on us.
向我们施恩施怜悯。改变我们
and change us,
好叫我们能够配得上你的呼召
so that we may be worthy of your calling,
配得上你的儿子
may be worthy of your son,
这舍己的大爱
this selfless love,
愿我们也用舍己的大爱来爱你
may we use this self-sacrificing love to love you as well,
虽然我们觉得我们爱不上去
even though we may not feel like we have the strength to love,
主啊，起码给我们一个愿意的心
the Lord, at least give us this willing heart,
好叫你能够祝福你的家
so that you may bless your church, your house
就像你当年祝福哈该撒加利亚的那一代
just like the way you bless Haggai and Zechariah's generation
主啊
Lord
愿你荣耀你的名
may you glorify your name
复兴你的家复兴你的教会
revive your church, revive your house
奉主耶稣的名祷
pray this in Lord Jesus' name
Amen